This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of middle spring. Sometimes my religious background gets the better of me. I went to a seminary many, many decades ago, and I was filled with all kinds of liturgical practices. One of those practices that has stayed with me and keeps appearing in my brain is the genre of the litany. Now, the way I learned litanies, the priest would call out the names of saints or different names for the Virgin Mary or Jesus, and the congregation would respond with, "Pray for us." So what's happened to me now is that I still do litanies, but they're a little different. Here's one for middle spring, asking the creatures of the season to be with us on our journey. You golden forsythia and star magnolias, pray for us. You toads and frogs calling in the night, pray for us. All of you pear trees and crab apples straining to flower, pray for us, pray for us. All of you redbuds and hawthorns and dogwoods and maples and plums, pray for us, pray for us. Hepatica, buttercup, daffodils, hyacinths, tulips, wisteria, trout lilies, speedwell, pray for us. Sweet William, lilac, meadow rue, ginger, pray for us, pray for us. Honeysuckle, boxwood, viburnum, and quince, pray for us, graciously hear us. Jack in the pulpit, fleabane and thyme, poppies and pimpernel, sedum and sorrel, pray for us, graciously hear us. And all of you flowers of summer, sprouting and rising beside us, lilies and roses and milkweeds and clovers, iris and hostas and catnips and nettles, pray for us, graciously hear us. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of middle spring. In the meantime, try a litany of your own. It's sort of like naming the moons. Anybody can do it. Thursday noons, between March 20th and April 24th, I will be the moderator of a seminar at the University of Dayton entitled The Inner Landscape. And these will be discussions about the almanac readings on WISO. For more information, call the Special Programs Office at the University of Dayton, 937-229-2605.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.